92.5.
Hey girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Dang girl, are you a Toyota Prius? Because I'm getting absolutely no signs that you're turned on right now.
Oh, oh my God.
Because they're electric, you know,
oh
Priuses.
Kind of.
Yeah, you're pretty quiet.
I have one. It's in metallic gray, the manliest color, you know. Anyway, would you like to go out again?
No.
And whatever you do, resist the urge to pour your drink down his dockers. Instead, tell him he's super duper funny and cute to boot.
Oh, yeah.
And that he should call you sometime. Then hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Laura, hey, it's the flannel guy. Vince, you remember? You gave me your number and you talked about how much you like my flannel. So I'd love to go out again and I'd love to wear the flannel again. But I kind of fell in the river and I ripped my shirt on one of the guardrails. I'm not saying I was drunk or nothing. I just bet my buddy that I would clear the guardrail and I didn't. So I don't have the shirt anymore. Anyway, let's grab drinks this week. Preferably not somewhere near the water.
Next message.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
What?
You'd go out with him, wouldn't you?
No, a flannel can't be that hot. Yeah. I'm
I know, but he's a good time. I mean, oh, yeah. He lost the flannel.
I mean, yeah, the flannel's like literally just fly off his body. He's so sexy.
Next message.
Matt, hey, it's a I've been trying to get a hold of you all week. Could you text me back? Or something, I really need to talk to you. This is really important. I'm pregnant.
Oh.
Call me back.
Next message.
Oh.
You think it's fake call?
What? Alexis, yeah. I'm like thinking, oh my God, we need to get a hold of this woman.
She just wants him to have to date her, so she's lying.
What made you think it was fake?
Alexis, I don't know. Knows. Isn't that what a lot of people say?
No.
Alexis,
ladies, don't fake pregnancies, please.
Oh my God.
Only the crazy ones.
I feel like every guy listening, their heart sank when they heard that.
Oh my heart sank.
I feel really bad for that girl.
I'm calling it fake.
Oh, wait. She did call back, though.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Let's see what she had to say in message two.
Next message.
Hi, Matt. So, I'm not pregnant. I just, you were the last person to see my phone, and I got a really... this really hot guy's Insta on it. Just, I really want to go out with him. Could you call me back?
What? Next message.
Now I'm confused. What?
Why is she even calling Matt?
I don't know, but I called it. That's
Alexis was right, dude.
Can we trust anybody anymore? Everybody's lying and scamming each other. Where are the true love messages that we used to get on the Loser Line? Like, I would settle for a pervy message at this point.
Yeah.
A stalkery message, rather than just everybody scamming each other and lying. I don't know what to believe.
I'll take a scam over somebody hiding in their bushes.
I don't know. Maybe the next message will actually have somebody who's worthwhile.
Let's hope.
Next message.
Hey, Amanda. It's Greg. I can't stop thinking about you. And I had such a great time on Saturday. And, hey, listen, I was wondering if I could maybe put you down for a reference for this job I'm going for. If they ask you, just say you've known me since fifth grade. Our teacher's name was Mrs. Buffman, you know, like me. All right, so let's do this again soon. I mean, go out, not you lie about knowing me so I can get a job. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Next message.
That was another scam. Are you happy with that? That is more scamming.
That's
more
what I'm saying. I'm sick of all the scams. Like, where are all the true love? Suddenly, weird flannel shirtless guy is looking like the best option out of this entire group.
He really is.
He was authentic.
Told you, I was going to hook Alexis up with him. That was great.
I know. See, now I'm regretting it. I'm regretting whoever gave him the Loser Line. Can we please get one genuine connection. Call?
Yeah.
That's all I want. Please, this next message. Come on.
Next message.
Hey, Leslie, so listen, I don't know if I feel the same way about you that you feel about me, but I thought, like, maybe we could table that for just a little bit, because I'd really love to get your help in getting back my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
I was thinking about maybe blindfolding her and, you know, taking her to Pizza Hut, because she loves Pizza Hut, you know. I actually met my ex at Pizza Hut. We were sitting near each other, and I just said to her, I can tell you love pizza, fatty. And we just kind of laughed a little bit. And I don't know. Like, I was thinking maybe, I'm not sure, but we could use duct tape or some rope and maybe put her in the trunk. I don't want things to get too crazy, but, you know, I want it to be exciting. Because here's the thing. Once we get to Pizza Hut and we take everything off, she's going to be really happy. So I'd love to get a woman's perspective on this.
Next message.
What?
Okay,
thank God. I asked for a true love call, and he finally came through.
That's what you think. He's kidnapping his ex and bringing her to Pizza Hut.
He's recreating their first date.
For love, Brooke. Come on. It has all the things that romance needs. Blindfolds, ropes, and then pizza at the end.
Yeah. I can tell you love pizza, fatty.
Hey, that would work on any girl. And you know it.
Try it next time. I dare you.
I dare you.
Huh?
I will.
You turn him down. That leaves more for me and Jose. All right. Remember, you can listen to The Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.